Following a modest monthly increase, British Columbia's workforce reported another mild expansion last month. The number of people employed in the province rose by 6,600 people, up 0.2%, from February to March, with year-over-year growth at 2.7%. Following last year's lull, BC employment has since gained traction and outpaced the rest of the country. That said, the unemployment rate rose by 0.3 percentage points to 5.5% as labor supply outpaced employment growth. This was driven by population growth and an increase in labor force participation. Part-time employment in the province declined by 2.4% or 13,700 people, following the 1.6% month-to-month decrease reported in February. Full-time employment rose by 0.9% or 20,100 people. The Vancouver Census metropolitan area saw no change in its employment level. The area's unemployment rate jumped back to 5.6% following a 0.5% decline in February. By sector, goods-producing industries led March employment growth with a 1.6% increase. All categories within goods-producing industries reported growth, and utilities saw the highest proportional monthly gain at 17%, or 2,500 people. Total employment in the services industries edged down by 0.1%, with notable decreases in sectors such as information, culture and recreation, down 3.9% or 5,800 people. Sectors such as finance, insurance, real estate, rental and leasing experienced hiring growth, up 3.2%, along with healthcare and social assistance, up 2.6%. In February 2024, the value of BC's merchandise exports remained stable at about $4.5 billion, unchanged from the revised figure reported for the previous month. In contrast, BC saw imports climb again in February, up for a second month in a row for an increase of 8.5% to $6 billion. Overall, for the last 12 months, exports fell 14.3% or $9.2 billion while imports declined 6.4% or $5 billion. Although the overall level of exports remained unchanged month to month, 9 out of 11 categories saw a monthly increase in value. The largest increases were seen in metal and non-metallic mineral products, up 45.1%, and forestry products and building and packaging materials, up 14.8%. Balancing this out was a 12.9% decline in energy products and a 29.4% decline in metal ores and non-metallic minerals. Over the last 12 months, 6 out of 12 categories saw a decline in export value, with the most significant decline observed in two categories. Energy products, which fell by 22.8% or $5.7 billion, and forestry products, down 24.2% or $3.7 billion. For context, the combined drop in export value reported by these two categories, $9.4 billion, was greater than the overall net decrease in export value of $9.2 billion. On the import side, 10 out of 11 categories saw a year-over-year increase. Leading the way was energy products, up 53.3%, followed by aircraft and other transportation equipment parts, up 61.4%, and metal ores and non-metallic minerals, up 113.1%. The single category to report a monthly decline in imports was basic and industrial chemical, plastic and rubber products, which was down 4.4%. Over the last 12 months, 9 out of 12 categories saw lower import volumes. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.